top of the hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Glad you could be with us here today. Starting this show off with, a bit of breaking news. We kind of had this information floating about yesterday throughout the Thursday, but getting the official word from the Big Sky Conference. Big Sky postpones football conference competition until the spring. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC Bears Athletic Director Darren Dunn. Darren, my friend, thank you again. I know you're getting asked to do a lot of different things today, but we appreciate your time as always.
Of course, anytime.
I appreciate that, my friend. And again, tough decision here. A lot of factors went into it. This was not a decision that collectively, as the conference, that was made lightly.
It certainly wasn't. I mean, we've been talking about these kinds of things for months and trying to look at different scenarios. But it just came down to it seemed like this is the right decision for our football league right now. But a lot of people have been involved, whether it was our league officials, our school administrators, presidents, healthcare officials. It's been a lot the past couple of weeks.
Cole, let's see if we can reconnect. Let's see if we can reconnect with Darren there. Kind of a spotty cell phone service there. So let's see if we can get him back on here. Again, he's talking about the key factors that went into the decision to ultimately say, hey, we're moving the football season to the spring. I have a lot of questions still to get to. There is a glimmer of hope. I've had people asking about the non-conference schedule as well. There's a glimmer of hope. I want to get to that. What does that mean for the rest of the fall sports, too? Because, again, this is just football on this news here today. So we'll hope to get UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn back on the program here to see if we can reconnect here for in just a bit. I think we have him back on. Darren, sorry about that. We have you back on.
No problem. Sorry about that.
Hey, no issue at all. It happens to the best of us, right? Again, you were kind of talking about the key factors going into this decision, because we all know as football conferences throughout the country, I mean, these are very difficult discussions to have.
It certainly has been. It's been going on for several months, but it's really been intense for the past couple of weeks with so many different people involved, whether it's athletic administrators, university administrators, healthcare providers. I mean, it's been a lot the past two or three weeks to try to come up with the best decision for our league.
Now, obviously, we get this news on the Big Sky Conference. What does this mean for the rest of the conferences at that FCS level? And what does this ultimately mean for the playoffs? Is the plan right now to move those playoffs to the spring and we get that conference schedule leading up to it?
Yep. So the NCAA came out and said that you have to have at least 50% of the participating members playing to have a championship. So with our move, it will put us below 50%. Mm. And that, so the football championship, the FCS championship, will not be played this year in the fall. We're hopeful that we'll have enough members to play in the spring. And I think that's what we're hoping for, or we might come up with something different. I know we've talked about a lot of different options for the Big Sky Conference, but I'm hopeful that the FCS championship will move to the spring, but we won't know that here probably for another 2 weeks.
Another 2 weeks. Again, we're talking to UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn. And do we have, I know we're saying spring, we're reading spring. Are there dates in mind just yet? Or was this the first step just to make the announcement that we're postponing the fall schedule and moving it to the spring?
No dates set for sure, but it will probably be early March through the end of May, sometime around there. But we looked at some different models, but it just hasn't been finalized yet. But we'll be doing that here the next couple of weeks, I'm sure, to get the schedule finalized.
Okay, yeah. Again, getting that information out today, obviously, I know was a priority. What about the non-conference schedule? Reading in there that there's still that hasn't been decided just yet. And I know folks throughout Northern Colorado, when they think non-conference schedule, everyone's asking about the CSU-UNC game as well. Is that still a possibility?
It is. It is. Several things have to fall into place. One, our league has to be okay with us playing non-conference, and that has not been finalized yet. And hopefully we'll have that in the next week or so. And then also, CSU has to want to play us. Now, our our game date that was scheduled will not happen on that date,
right,
which I believe was September 12th.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so.
So we won't play on that date, but there are a couple dates that the Mountain West schedule will allow us to play them. And I've had conversations with Joe. He wants to play us. We want to play him, as long as we can do it safely. And that's what it really comes down to. So if we can find a way to do it safely and take care of all the testing requirements that the NCAA has mandated, I think we have a chance to play CSU this fall.
I know a lot of fans in Northern Colorado excited to at least hear that. Now, some will ask this question, Darren. They'll say, okay, so no conference schedule. We possibly could do a non-conference schedule, a few games, 2 to 3 games. Is that one of those instances where it's like, all right, we're in such a tough spot with COVID-19 that perhaps if we decrease the chances, which means not every single week we're having a game, we're having these practices, if we decrease those chances, that's why it maybe makes sense to have a couple of games as opposed to an entire season?
Well, certainly that's part of it. Obviously, we're not going to play if we don't feel like we can do it safely. That will be our first and foremost main priority for our student-athletes, of course. And that will be for everybody that's playing in any sport, for that matter. But, you know, the reason why we pushed the spring or the football schedule to the spring is part concerns of just making sure that we're ready. I mean, we still aren't working out yet. And so we felt like, and we're not the only school in the Big Sky that's that way. I would say half the Big Sky members aren't being able to practice or work out right now either. So to ensure that we have a good chance for all the members to compete, that was another important decision or factor in our decision to move the games to the spring. So, of course, health and safety first, but also it gives us a better chance to know that we all can play in the spring.
Yeah, that's it. That's an interesting point as well. Joining us now, UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn. What about the other fall sports, Darren? We hear this with football, obviously, but there's a lot of other sports throughout the University of Northern Colorado, the Big Sky Conference. I'm guessing those are ongoing discussions as well.
Absolutely. So about 10 days ago, we pushed the start of those, like soccer, volleyball, and our cross-country program back till September 18th. So we're not going to compete until September 18th to give us more time to kind of see what the landscape's going to show. Will we have fall NCAA championships for those sports? That has not been decided yet. So we're waiting to see, and that decision will be made probably in and around August 21st.
Okay.
So there's still a good chance that we might change our schedules for those other sports. Again, if we can't do it safely, then we will move it or cancel it. But a lot depends, too, on what the NCAA is going to do in and around August 21st.
What has that been like? And again, there's so many decisions. There's so many moving parts. And I was watching some of the Big Sky Conference videos and what they've done as far as getting their health and safety departments going. What has that been like with those extra adjustments? Because obviously, Darren, you got a lot on your plate just dealing with schedules and coaches and teams. But then you start adding in this kind of fairly new system and just trying to make sure everything is safe. And as you say it, that's the priority. But you have to have the right people in place to kind of help you navigate through those waters.
Yep, it's been a crazy summer, you know, and that's been for everybody in the U.S. and the world, really, for that matter. It has been a tremendous amount of time by a lot of coaches, but also administrators, not just here at UNC, but across the country. Our Big Sky folks, we all get along really well. We have a great group of athletic administrators. And I'm on the Olympic Sports Committee, and we've been talking about redoing schedules for this fall for soccer, volleyball, all of them, softball. So we have spent tremendous amount of time on Zoom trying to find what's the best way to compete if we can and be equitable. And so we've gone around for months to try to figure that out. We have it all set. We have very different schedules than what we've had in the past for volleyball and soccer. So we have those set, but again, that might mean we might have to restart that whole discussion if we're going to start talking about moving to the spring for those sports. So it's been a tremendous amount of time by a lot of people. And so it's been just a crazy, unusual, difficult summer for a lot of people, not just athletics. And think about our healthcare professionals. They're normally pretty busy as it is, but it's been crazy for them. So it's that way for everybody. But I feel like we have a good group that has a good plan for this fall so far.
Darren, obviously presidents and athletic directors involved in this decision. Was it pretty much collectively? I mean, was it pretty much everybody involved in this vote in the Big Sky Conference? Or were there a few that were kind of, maybe not so into the idea of moving along? Or is that knowledge that you care to share with us?
Well, our decision-making process is the athletic directors don't make the final decision. We make recommendations to the presidents of each institution, and they make that decision. Now, we were a part of a call where we discussed a lot of different options and heard a lot of different perspectives. I think we're really fortunate with such great presidents that we have leading the Big Sky, especially ours, who is the chair of the Big Sky right now. And so we're so fortunate to have Andy leading us and caring about athletics that he's really trying to get information, and that's why we were on the call yesterday with the presidents. And then they made the ultimate call, and I was not a part. When they vote as just the presidents are on the call. So I don't know exactly how it went. I know they had a good discussion about it and looked at a lot of factors and listened to the athletic directors, which doesn't always happen. So I think we had a good dialogue, a good process, and ultimately I think we came out with the best decision for our league.
Joining us on the line, UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn. Just a few more for you, Darren, and again, appreciate your time as always.
Of course.
Ed McCaffrey, Coach McCaffrey, I mean, I go back to those, 6 months ago, and it was crazy times around here. You had the mic drop moment, as I tweeted out, when you guys make this decision to hire Ed McCaffrey. It's a huge move all over the state. Everybody's talking about it. So much momentum behind that football program. How do you feel today? I know Coach McCaffrey's saying all the right things, and he said, hey, this just gives us more time to get this team ready to go. But is there a part of you that kind of is like, man, the wind is taken out of our sails a bit?
I wouldn't say that. I think we still have a lot of wind because I think we have a great head coach who has really transformed our football program, and we're doing a lot of things differently. And I think ultimately we're going to get better quickly. So I feel like the wind's there. I think the wind will get back in those sails once we know for sure we're playing and we have games coming up and we're actually practicing and people can see the change in our football program. The recruits they brought in this past spring are incredible. I mean, it's just a different level than we're used to seeing. So I think the wind is definitely there in our department because we see those things. And I think once our fans and the community sees what Coach McCaffrey is doing with this football program, they're going to jump right back on board. Of course, it's been challenging. I can't imagine being a first-time head coach, new head coach during all this past 7 months. Everything has been thrown at him. But we're fortunate. Even though he's a new head coach, he is very seasoned. he's been through a lot of different things in his career. And so he's handled this so well, and he's worked with our student athletes and our staff and our coaches. I mean, he's a true professional. And so we're not going to skip a beat. And I think, like he said to you, I think this helps us because it does give us more time to work and get to know our kids this fall before our conference starts next spring.
And what I think is interesting too, as we said, 6 months ago it was crazy. You have obviously your decision. We had CSU's new hire. We had CU's new hire. But the big difference, of course, this is Coach McCaffrey. This is his first head coaching job at the college level. So where these other coaches, they have the experience. They have the at least the positions, whatever. This is a very new spot. And of course, because of where we are with COVID-19, I mean, so many different things thrown at him. And like you said, we're going to be judging a lot of these coaches 6 months from now, a year from now, and how they handle everything today. And so far, so good.
Yep, it's been great. And his staff is really, really good. And everyone's working hard, right? And so are they. I mean, even though they're not actually practicing, they meet all day, every day via Zoom, getting ready for the season. So I think once we can start practicing, they will have so much work prepared, we'll hit the ground running. So I know they're anxious. Our student athletes are anxious. So we just got to get the go-ahead.
Yeah, Darren, we appreciate you so much. Love what you guys continue to do as far as updating us. And I've been a part of some of those Zoom meetings, and they've been fantastic. I think you guys have really done a great job and letting your boosters know, letting your fans know, letting your alumni know what's going on with these programs. And I know a lot of fans, a lot of listeners out there really appreciate that.
Well, we try to communicate the best we can. It's difficult when there's so many decisions, so many patches involved. But we really appreciate your support and just everything you do for our program. So it's a great partnership, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more, my friend. Darren, take care of yourself. We'll look forward to getting you back on the program soon as we do progress, as new decisions do come out. We would love to continue following up with you on that.
You bet. Anytime. Love to do it.
All right, my friend. That is UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn. Couple of things to unpack there. The first question that I've had people asking, is the CSU game going to happen? Colfax? It kind of sounds like maybe. It sounds like maybe. You know, he say, hey, the non-conference thing is still out there. We may have an opportunity to have some of those games. So that's a possibility. Darren said they want to do it. CSU acts, you know, sounds like they want to do it. Obviously, they moved their schedule around to fit in more with the Mountain West Conference schedule. But Colfax, if I'm a betting man, I kind of think that game's going to happen. Yeah, I know. I hearing it in his voice, it sounds, and the fact that the Big Sky Conference is leaving that door open. I mean, they make a big decision yesterday, or I guess last night into this morning. Depends on who you ask. I think it was reported like 80 times. It's not happening. It might not happen. It's still undecided. But the fact that the Big Sky says, "Hey, we're leaving those non-conference games out. Non-conference play, according to the Big Sky Conference, for the conference football program is still pending further review. The Big Sky has begun exploring modified versions of a conference football schedule to be played in the spring, of course. But they're also talking about what that looks like in the non-conference, which would be a couple of games. And I asked Darren, because there's going to be those people that say, oh, so the virus only affects conference games and not non-conference games. Well, it is one of those situations where if you're out traveling and you're going to these games every single week, you're just increasing the chances. You're increasing the chances. So I do understand from that front. Darren brought up an interesting point, though, about with practices delayed and everything. I mean, it's the seventh day of August. Players aren't necessarily ready to start these games in September. So I get some of those points as well. Let's unpack a little bit more of that. The Ed McCaffrey thing, I mean, that's got to be tough, too. I mean, UNC was the talk of the state, and rightfully so. Ed McCaffrey, a big name, one of the more popular sports figures in the state. So let's talk about that on the other side. Last night, the Nuggets lose to the Blazers. We'll discuss that as well. Does Mike Malone want to win these regular season games? Joker didn't play in the fourth, kind of banged up, but not really. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Just getting started here on a Friday.
Baseball is back, and the Rockies can be heard right here on 1310 KFKA. Get your day started right with up-to-date news, weather, and sports. Mornings with Gale, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. weekdays on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mike Brohart. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We're back. Well, Colfax, I don't know, man. This is a crazy, crazy time we're living in. What does it look like to play like two or three football games, though? Does that count for anything, really? Or is it mainly just experience at that stage? Because, again, from what we know with the Mountain West Conference, they're still good to go, we think. We think Colorado State's still good to go. Of course, now they have a law firm investigation going. They've hired a law firm and investigators to figure this out. What's going on there with, you know, with allegedly what happened with Coach Adazio and his team? Maybe perhaps insisting the players don't talk about or don't report their COVID symptoms. I should say that's a situation going on right now. We unpacked that a bit Wednesday with Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and And then this news. So it's been a lot of news, man. Darren sounded optimistic, though, didn't he? I thought he sounded for tough news. It's very difficult news, but it does, you know. I guess if you want to look at this thing glass half full, if you want to be optimistic about it, it does give UNC a chance. It does give Ed McCaffrey a chance to learn and grow with his team a little bit more, to get extra time. I mean, if there's a coach in the state that needs extra time, it's probably McCaffrey, right? He's never been a head coach at the college level. He's never been a positions coach at the college level. So that part of it, you can kind of look at and say, huh, maybe that's, you know, there's some silver lining there. First Advantage text line 31996. And again, is this the beginning, Colfax? I mean, is this the beginning of other conferences doing this? And if so, then yeah, I mean, UNC CSU is not happening. But if CSU has a season, if the Mountain West still goes, then I think that this happens. But that's a pretty big if, right? Mountain West Conference will have to make a decision. I mean, we're all going to see this. We're seeing some conferences. We're seeing a lot of conferences obviously getting rid of the non-conference games too. Very interesting time. Fall, other fall sports, they've already pushed some of those dates, but as of right now, things are happening. Those sports are planning to go, but we still don't have that information yet, so they'll still be unpacking that info as we go. No official date yet in the spring of when this is going to start. We just know spring. I thought that was interesting too. If it's less than 50% or it needs to be 50% or over, less than that. If less than 50% of the teams can go this fall, then that eliminates the playoffs. So, and that's happened now, with the Big Sky being one of a few of the FCS conferences moving their schedule to spring. So there's not going to be a playoffs right now in the fall. Like, we're not scheduled. That's gone. How will that work moving it? And are all teams eventually going to follow this that are at the FCS level? And that's the other question, is they might continue on, but there's not going to be playoffs. 31 minutes after the hour, a lot still to go on this. How about the Eddie Mac thing? I'll never forget. I'm in Fort Collins, I just parked, and I'm walking to the Steve Adazio press conference, the very first one. They're making the official introduction to Colorado State as the next head football coach. As I'm walking, I'm getting texts, I'm getting tweets, and the official information comes out that UNC has made their hire, and they hired Ed McCaffrey. And the next day, they set it up. Is it the Champions Room or whatever that room's called at the UC Center? Fairly new area. And it's awesome in there. If you haven't been in, you should check it out. And that auditorium, that room, holds about 200 to 300 people, I would say. I'm just guessing. And it was full. Just for Ed McCaffrey introduction. Which was only, it wasn't that long. 10 minutes maybe? We asked a few questions. It was a good introduction. And it was full. So you talk about how exciting that was. I saw media members that I've never seen in Greeley before. I mean, I'm seeing people from Denver up here that I usually run into for Nugget stuff, you know, and they're up here. So when I asked Darren that, you know, does that kind of feel like the wind has been taken out of your sails a bit? He said, no, he's saying the right things. But talk about excitement surrounding this community. And now I think there was an article in the Tribune that basically said, all that excitement, all that buzz is on halt, comes to a screeching halt right now. And it's true. That's how everything is. But as we are seeing with the NBA and NHL, things will resume and be pretty exciting. How about last night? Nuggets Blazers. I mean, Colfax, I heard they were giving you a call to see if you'd come down to the bubble to play because they were running out of players left and right. How about Michael Porter Jr., though? Another big game for him, and I like the approach that Mike Malone is taking with him early on in this young man's career, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Nuggets Blazers and how much I hate Yusuf Nurkic. I just don't like the guy anymore. He's just mean. 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
1310 KFKA Preps Radio is Northern Colorado's home for the best high school coverage.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley. and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
37 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks for being with us here. Start that show off with a bang. Darren Dunn joined us, the University of Northern Colorado Athletic Director. Now, you're going to get the, and this is why I asked it to Darren, and again, we're the voice of the UNC Bears, and I'm still going to say this. I know, yes, the non-conference games, if you do that, it is, yes, it's about making some money. It is about making money. I don't, like, do we need to talk about it like it's hush-hush and be, oh, it's such a bad thing? That's what it is. It's a business. It's that COVID-19 has not changed the NCAA. COVID-19 has not changed sports. College football, college men's basketball, and other sports, I suppose, but those two, that doesn't change. Listen, you guys know me. I've been at the NCAA for a lot of things for a very long time. But you're acting like, wow, they're just going to do these non-conference games just for the money. Well, yeah, but I suppose it depends on who you trust. They're not going to do it if they can't make sure that this thing is safe. And again, we don't know, really, what the rest of these conferences are going to do. I mean, every day I lose a little more hope for college because, first off, how are they scheduling their classes? Mark Emmert already said if they don't have in-person learning, they're not going to have sports. And I don't know how strict he'll be with all of that, but I would imagine you're going to see more and more conferences make this decision. The next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to see it. You know, and it is, I will say this, it is more difficult because NFL players, NBA players, like professional athletes do have an opportunity to say, oh, no, I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to do it, but they're still going to get paid, and they also still have their career. The tough part for college kids is, okay, whether you want to say it's a risk or not, it's a risk. You're going to go out there, you're going to play, and it's going to be a different environment. You could get it, you could give it to somebody else, whatever. There is a little bit of a risk involved, but at the end of the day, they're not millionaires that can just say, well, I could take a break, or we can do a bubble. College can't really do that, can they? I mean, again, it's football. I don't know that the NFL can do a bubble. College football, there's like the logistics of that just seem really unrealistic. So yes, you're going to try to get some of these non-conference games, but I'll say this, Colfax. What we've learned, if anything, is the less you do things, the better your chances are of not getting it. So if I were to tell, I mean, just use common sense. If you're going to play 12 games as opposed or three, which storyline there, which option gives you a bigger chance to get coronavirus? You're out every single weekend playing football, traveling, or you just do it three times. You're decreasing. So, I mean, that's one side of it that you can use. And I actually thought Darren handled that question very well. He added the other thing, too. They're not practicing right now. There's a lot of teams that aren't. They're not working out right now. And what have we learned with football? That every single practice is vital. Every single workout is vital. And you're not doing that. So that it's the 7th day of August, so that's certainly going to change some things. First Advantage text line, 31996. So here's the deal. I'm optimistic that if the Mountain West Conference goes, and they're still open to allowing non-conference games, because CSU said as much. Now, I got a hint of that Wednesday, Colfax. I think we said it on the show. CSU said, hey, we're moving that. We're not going to have that game on that date with UNC, but we are still looking out for that game in 2020. That I already knew that. I had a good idea that the UNC decision, the Big Sky Conference decision, was coming down, but that really, for me, I was like, yeah, they've already had a discussion then. And they're already talking about moving that game or figuring that out. So if CSU goes, then I think that game happens. I do. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Power to Play sports poll question of the day. Which setup do you like better, Colfax? The Major League Baseball's cardboard cutouts? The NBA Zoom style? nothing. Like, as far as fan setup, which setup's better?
I mean, I think at first I was kind of on the Zoom game, but honestly, nothing would be just as good.
Yeah, the cardboard thing doesn't do it for me. And yeah. I'm watching the Zoom thing, and it's, I guess it was kind of cool at first, but it doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of weird. You know, it's the kind of delayed and how they're reacting. It's more distracting, I think, than anything. Because they're like big pictures. It's not fans, just like regular fans in the stands. They're like kind of zoomed in
like
pictures.
A big screen.
Yeah. I don't know. It's strange to me.
Yeah. I thought I liked that, but because it's like cool use of technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was your idea.
Yeah.
This was your million-dollar idea.
Well, they can have it. They can keep it.
They didn't pay you for it.
That's fine.
Ah, boy. It's, I don't know. The cardboard thing freaks me out.
It's weird.
NHL's not really doing anything. You know, they just kind of cover up the seats, I think.
Some advertising.
Yeah.
See, that's the smart thing to
do. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Pay
for those seats with advertising.
Yes. Absolutely, that's what I would
actually
do.
Actually, throw that on there. That's the best one.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
NHL's advertising. You might as well. Like, that's what I would do. 46% of the Hooligans are saying nothing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'd rather not see any of it out there. I saw one with Bernie. One of our listeners, Tech, shared it on our Facebook page. There's, you know, Weekend at Bernie's. I don't know what his last name is.
Oh.
But the Bernie guy.
Bernie Sanders?
He's one of the cutouts. I guess if you're going to be funny about it, it's better. But, like the Rockies, they just put legends of the game, just Rockies greats back there. I didn't like that because you're not even doing the fans thing. You're just like, hey, look at how amazing we are. Look at all these great Rockies. Rich history. 5 playoff appearances between all of these people. First Advantage, text line 31996. 31996. Is that the Lonster?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you what. That was a great interview with Darren Dunn there.
He's a good guy. I appreciate the time that he took for us because I know he's getting a lot of questions thrown out there, but I appreciate that. Thanks for listening, Lonster.
Hey, for sure. But no, I'll tell you what. I think that was a great decision there to cancel the football to the spring.
Yeah, it was something that I thought was going to happen for the last 2 or 3 weeks based on my own conversations with people. But we heard all the rumors yesterday and then confirmed at 10 o'clock this morning that they're at least moving it. Now, what'll be interesting to see what the playoff structure looks like, because now that less than 50% has basically postponed their season, they're not going to have playoffs in the fall, even if there are some conferences in the FCS that stick it out.
Yeah, well, you know, I just had this feeling that the high school and then maybe the college hands can just move to the spring and maybe just get this thing going and maybe find a cure to get this thing over with here.
Do you think CSU is going to have a season?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I really don't feel too comfortable about this whole football thing in the fall.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. And it's harder to do with college than it is the NFL. The NFL, they can do a few more things. They can get more creative, I suppose, especially with the testing and how they're setting things up. And, you know, there's a lot of money that they can throw around for to make things a little bit easier. I mean, look at the NBA doing the bubble thing. I mean, that was not cheap.
No, it's not. And then how do you play without any fans? Which, you know, I'll tell you what, I'd say just don't play with anybody. Get rid of the cardboard thing.
Yeah, you don't like the card. So cardboard, NBA no. Zoom style, or just nothing?
Just nothing. In fact, I'm waiting for those cardboards to see if anybody go see if they can raid the vending stand.
Did you see the weekend? Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's, Lonster?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen Weekend at Bernie's? You got to watch it, man. It's such a smart show, such a smart movie. There, Bernie's in one of the cards. So, like, if you're gonna do the cardboard route, go be funny about it. But I don't really. It doesn't really. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure.
What's on the menu today, my friend?
Oh man, I had a bowl of a pot roast soup.
Pot roast soup.
Yeah, it's a what Progresso has a can of it or something, and it tasted pretty good.
Well, would you put some hot sauce on there?
Oh, you better believe it, man.
Lonnie, appreciate your time, my friend. And hey, we're doing, we got softball training camp coverage coming up. 13 days, 13 teams, kind of a modified version. We're excited to highlight softball throughout the fall, so I know you'll be looking forward to it.
Well, you know what? Got to be a break there somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
Yep, you got to have it. All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a good weekend.
That is Lawnster. Is his phone ringing back there? His phone kept ringing or something, Cole. He had another phone. Lawnster just has, like, tons of these phones going.
He's a mover and shaker, man.
He is a mover and shaker. He hasn't seen Weekend at Bernie's. You've seen Weekend at Bernie's.
I have.
Have you seen the second one?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. They're so smart. They're so well done.
Yeah.
The concept is so smart. Boss dies, but we don't want this weekend to end. So we'll pretend he's alive.
It's hard to argue with that.
Like, isn't that the best? That's the best kind of movie ever. And then the second one, I don't even remember how, but like a witch doctor or something casts a spell on him, and every time music plays, his body gets up and moves. Like, does that body not decay or anything?
Not with the witch doctor spell.
But in the first one, wouldn't, like, isn't a dead body, even like as soon as it's dead, it's kind of stiff? And
a couple days.
Well, they have it for a weekend, don't they?
Yeah, weekend. Weekend at Bernie's. I think you're good.
Yeah, how long? A lot of people ask me that. How long were they there? I'm like, it's called Weekend at Bernie's, man. Let's not overthink this. They were there for 2 days. Maybe they got there Friday afternoon, but Saturday, Sunday.
The party's over by Sunday morning.
Everybody's going home after that. They got to get back to the real world.
Yeah.
How did they not get in trouble, like legally, for that? Like, you knew this dude was dead and you just pretended he was alive the whole time? Yeah, we didn't want to go home. It's a freaking nice resort. It's beautiful here. All right, then. Case dismissed. These guys didn't want to go home. They just wanted a party. That's all they wanted to do. Can you blame them? You'd do the same thing. 49 minutes after the hour. Go watch Weekend at Bernie's if you haven't seen it. You talk about all these like great smart movies and stuff like that. It's a thinker. It really is. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's finally get to this. Nuggets, Blazers. I mean, the Nuggets almost win this game, and they have nobody. So, Nurk, maybe you shouldn't be so cocky walking off the floor. I mean, you had our third-string team for the most part. By the way, Michael Porter Jr. and Bol Bol, holy cow. We are in for something here, folks. We have a dynasty in the making, as I think Colfax said. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Catch your Colorado Rockies later today in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The best UNC Bears talk and game coverage lives on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ryan Konigsberg, Broncos beat writer for BSN Denver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. Shout out to Auto Taylor. Got my wife's vehicle scheduled for an oil change. I think early next week, something like that. But it's just great to work with these folks. They're just awesome people, solid to the earth, and, you know, they're not pushy. You know, a lot of times you take your vehicle to a mechanic and they say, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. You don't get that from the folks over at Auto Taylor. Tell them we sent you. If you're hearing something going on with your car, it just doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, or you just need a routine oil change, check out Auto Taylor. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Last night was an interesting game. Colfax, Mike Malone continues to field most questions about Michael Porter Jr. Nuggets lose this one, but for as depleted as they were, you know, four starters out. Millsap was announced right before the game that he's out. Then you get to the fourth, and they're like, you know what? We're not going to push it. We don't want to get Joker injured. Malone even said as much, but they came close. They were up by three with, like, you know, 5 minutes left or so, but ultimately couldn't get it done. Now, the first half was rough, but the second half, this team, I mean, I don't care, starters or not, they looked like they were ready to play. Malone was very happy with the second half.
Just the effort. You know, I thought our second half effort was tremendous. I thought the guys competed. We got ourselves back in the game. We gave ourselves a chance. You know, they're playing for their playoff lives with all their starters in. And we've got guys that have not played a lot of minutes in the NBA, and we're giving them all they can handle. I wish we would have played with that same intensity in that second quarter, obviously, and there's a lot to work on in terms of our defense and our three-point defense, but you can't ask for guys to play any harder than we did in that second half, and that was fun to watch. When guys play hard and compete and give themselves a chance, that's all you can ask for as a coach.
I like can't stand Portland anymore. Just can't stand them. You got Yusuf Nurkic. I mean, Zach Collins just looks like a guy that you don't want to hang out with. You know, he's got his perfect hair and yeah, go Google him, Colfax. And he got Carmelo, which I always stick up for Melo because I think people give him he's got a bad rap here. Yeah. He's just like one of those guys, right?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
He's like one of those guys you don't want to be around.
Just kinda see like him, you're like, ah.
Those cocky jocks, yeah. You know? Carmelo Anthony, I think he got a bad rap here. I think he did the right thing. He basically says, hey, guys, I want to go to New York. I'm going to go there for a lot of different things. You should trade me so you get something for me. What's so bad about that? He followed his heart. That's what we're all about now. But still, seeing Melo do well with another team is... It hurts. And he had 7 points last night. So he's D'ing up MPJ. And we'll play clips coming back, Colfax. But he's D'ing up MPJ. And they're like, no, this isn't going to work. So they put Gary Trent on him. And Porter still comes out with a huge game. So he's learning to move without the basketball so well. And even when he messes up, there was a time he like spins and almost falls down. But he has the wherewithal to look and find Plumlee cutting to the basket. And Plumlee gets in and gets an and one. Denver loses this one by 10. But they got up by 3 with like 5-6 minutes to go. And the team's gassed. And you're dealing with so many different backups playing. I mean, you're starting 5. It was Grant, Porter, Craig, Joker, and Morris. But Joker didn't go in the 4th. So it was a tough spot to be in. No Paul Millsap. And obviously Will Barton, Gary Harris, Jamal Murray still out. We'll talk about that one. Talk about the Rockies getting another series win. Are they unstoppable? Second hour coming up next.